Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, it's great to talk to you again.
Well, this week the governor delivered his budget proposal before a joint session of the House and the Senate, and it was interesting in that even though he does not call for any tax increases, he's not being altogether clear about where the funding would come from, and he's also making use of a financial strategy that relies on transferring money out of some special funds. What are some of your views of where he's coming up for the money to make the budget work?
Mike, I was honored to be able to deliver the opening prayer at the session for the budget when it came about. And the one thing I'm disappointed at is I should have added in the prayer that we have the ability to see through the significance of the budget concerns we have, and we have the wisdom to know the difference between what is said and what is put out in the budget. I'm extraordinarily concerned. I'm a CPA. I specialize in keeping companies out of bankruptcy. It's one of the reasons I ran for office. And we need transparency in budgets and budget accounting. One of the things that I noticed in the entire budget process, and as I had a chance to really absorb the numbers, is that there are three very significant shortcomings in the budget that have me concerned. First and foremost, the budget is using special funds and the transfer from special funds that our group, the Common Sense Caucus, identified 2 years ago as being a major funding source in the state. And so the governor's using some of those transfers from those funds to balance the budget. The second issue that I think is very problematic is that the Commonwealth is in a period of economic boom that we haven't seen in decades. Lowest unemployment rate, great improvement in labor, salaries, and things of that nature. And we should be banking money. The governor's budget calls for $10 million next year to go into the Stabilization Reserve Fund. My calculation says we should be putting $1 billion into the Stabilization Reserve Fund. And failure to do so means that when we have our next recession, and we will have one, that it will be particularly problematic for those most in need in the Commonwealth, whose programs and costs associated with those programs typically get adversely affected first in a recession. And I think the third most important concern that I have is the growth assumptions that we've got on some of the revenue numbers, I believe, appear to be unrealistically high and robust. We're already banking on some things. The governor was very clear to say no new taxes, yet 4 days prior to the budget address, he was talking about imposing a severance tax and other things. And he was also talking about, in some cases, about transfers of combined reporting as a new type of a tax that would be done that would generate another $120 million. So when you look at all these other issues coming about, we need to make sure that we're open and clear with all Pennsylvanians so we know what we're getting into. One of the things that I encourage everybody to be very much aware of is our neighbors to the north, being New York, and to the east, being New Jersey, are experiencing extraordinarily severe budget crises. And many of those programs that they enacted years ago, the governor's budget has us enacting now. I would just encourage us to use the next 4 months to think clearly and strongly through this budget. Let's use fiscal responsibility. Let's curb spending where we can. Use this booming economy as an opportunity for all of us to tighten our belts so that we can be ready for the next recession, at the same time satisfying the needs of the taxpayers of the Commonwealth and those people in need of the social services.
Well, I guess we'll see more as the Appropriation Committee delves into the governor's budget. Representative Ryan, thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.